This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the beginning of another day for many of you. This is the DJB show. Victoria out this week because she's moving. Jennifer Horn has moved in. Always great to have Kara Schillen in her presence here. I'm Doug Steffen with the best version of us. We have talent. We have ambition. We're raring to go. And prove me right, would you please, Jennifer?
Well, I hate to start off the hour with a serious story, Dougie, but that's sometimes okay, it must be done.
Yes, it must.
Alex Trebek could be leaving Jeopardy.
No!
All right, so here's the deal. This has been trending. Alex Trebek, who has hosted Jeopardy for a bazillion years. I mean, how long has he hosted? He's hosted that show forever.
I want to say 31 years, 37 years, something like that. He and Sajak both.
Yeah. Back. And he hinted that he might be done hosting the program. He was on Harvey Levin's show. Harvey Levin has TMZ, but he also has a Fox News series. It's a weekly series, and it's pretty good. Harvey Levin actually goes in-depth. He does, like, a deep-dive interview for an hour with someone, and he said his odds of hosting the popular quiz show past 2020 were 50-50 and a little less. He's 78 years old. He suggested two replacements, by the way, for him, which I think is pretty crazy. NHL announcer Alex Faust, who actually just replaced Bob Miller for the LA Kings. He's only been doing the broadcast like for a year and a half, maybe. He's okay, certainly, but I think it's an odd one. CNN legal analyst is the other person. Laura Coates got the nod from Alex Trebek. He mentioned to the producers, he said not so long ago, that the fellow that does play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings, that they should consider him, according to Alex Trebek. Alex Foss is only 28. When asked about the potential for a female replacement, Trebek quickly mentioned Laura Coates. Both expressed surprise and thanks on Twitter after the host's comments aired. That's a big deal because both of these people are not very well known, and to have Alex Trebek as one of your fans, that's a pretty big deal. LeVar Burton has said he'd like to do it. Ken Jennings, who was such a big winner on the show, said that he would maybe like to host it. Now, there's been no confirmation that he plans to leave when his contract expires, but he's hinted at retirement pretty regularly over the past years.
They work 21 days a year.
I know. He had brain surgery in December for blood clots after he fell down. So, look, maybe, Dougie, you've been looking for this. You know you want to be a game show host.
I have. I had several opportunities.
What is get an agent?
Right, that's it, right. Yeah. Get an agent. And then get a job. All right, so the end of Alex Trebek, interesting. California is the focus of a number of things here. The Supreme Court in California has ruled that employers have to pay workers for the time they spend completing off-the-clock tasks. Oh, my God.
I'm okay with this one.
Yeah, not me.
Because, well, look, when people clock in at the company that I run with my dad, they clock in when they get in and they clock out when they leave. Yeah. Is it really fair to ask that there's a whole set of opening tasks before you're actually on the clock?
Well, why are they off the clock? Why are the opening tasks when you get onto the clock? I guess that would be my question.
That's what I'm getting, and that's kind of what I think the court was saying, too. Yeah. You should be paying your employees if they are doing the job. There was also an interesting ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court about Taco Bell's, specifically in California. And this one I actually agree with the court on. They said that there were employees at Taco Bell who were using their employee discounts to buy food for lunch. When they would take their lunch breaks. And then those employees would disappear. Taco Bell changed their policy to say, look, if you are going to use your employee discount on Taco Bell food, you need to stay in the restaurant and consume it. And the Supreme Court said, yes, Taco Bell has the right to mandate that employees eating discounted food have to stay in the restaurant to do it.
Why?
As opposed to taking off and leaving. Well, I would imagine it has to stem from something, which would mean to me somebody was abusing it. So maybe the employee was buying half the menu to take to their family or their friends on their lunch break or something like that, and they're taking off instead of actually just using their discount for themselves.
You put it in a bag and you take it with you when you leave work and you heat it up when you get home. You can get around that
about
87 different ways.
You got to eat the food you buy with the discount there. If you pack your lunch or if you buy the food at full price, then you can leave the
premises. So what's the discount on a 99-cent taco?
I don't know, but it must be significant to the people that are working there.
My son and I had a lengthy conversation about minimum wage this weekend. We were playing with Miles in the park. Yeah. And so he and I don't agree on how it all should work, mostly because there's this thing in the air in California that
it's
affects
in the drinking
people.
Water, actually.
Yeah, I think it must be. Right, yeah.
You come here and you need to make $20 an hour, and your employer just has to figure out how to make it happen.
Right. It just, for me, all of these things, the battle between Starbucks and, here's another one of the Starbucks. This actually, I think, is an outshoot of what the California Supreme Court just ruled. He sued the company for not paying him for closing. It took 4 to 10 minutes after he clocked out each day. So he says his paid time, unpaid time added to $100 after 17 months. I find this, in my world, I can't stand clock watchers. That's why I don't pay in terms of looking at the clock and how many hours you're doing this, that. Okay, here's the task. This is what you need to get done. You take as much time as you need. This is what needs to be done. That's it. So, and I find that paying people, I think the essence of what we were talking about, Jennifer, the whole notion of minimum wage and being paid by the hour is nonsense. It's an old, outdated motive. If you look at people, excuse me, who do piecework. They get paid by what they accomplish. It takes you as long or as little to get the stuff done, whether it's doing somebody's lawn or whether it's washing somebody's car or whether it's building a boat or whatever it is. This concept of being paid by the hour, there's no incentive to get the job done.
I disagree. We pay mostly by the hour at CRN, and I think it's okay. I think it would roughly, when we used to pay salary, we would just figure out what the hourly rate was and come up with the salary. So that doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is if you know what time it says on your schedule, if you're scheduled to work 8 to 5, and you're expected to do these tasks, you do them. That's your time to get it done. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to be to be arguing at 8 o'clock or at 5 o'clock about when to start, when to finish, and what you should be doing in between. The 8 to 5 time is when you do what you're expected to do. And if you don't, well, there's proof in the pudding that you're not getting done what you're assigned to do.
I think that being paid by the hour, however, leads to less production. It's not a productive way of encouraging people to get the job done. But this mentality of being paid, I'm just being paid by the hour, and I'll work when I want to, there's no incentive, especially in the public sector, to get the job done. So we have a disagreement.
I understand that what you're saying, for sure. I just think that it depends. It all depends on the work environment and who's signing the checks, who's the boss, and what their expectations are.
I'm the boss.
You're
16
the boss.
Past the hour.
This I'm the captain now.
DJV show.
Sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies. See store for details.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, in the same day, thousands of dogs and shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paw Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go to California, Jennifer, where a town is giving a $500 monthly stipend to people who live there. This is Stockton, California, not far from Silicon Valley, America's foreclosure capital. At least it was once. So now they're trying to get people to come there, $500 a month. So can I go there and be part-time?
Yeah, no, I think if you live there, but this was the solution. There's a young progressive mayor in Stockton, and so his solution to an issue in California, and look, I don't like this idea, but I'm going to give the guy credit for coming up with something, because the homeless problem in the state is awful. So while this idea is also awful, at least he's trying. But yeah, $500 for anybody who lives there, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I guess the proof will be in the pudding.
Yes. All right. 70% of the city's population minorities, pretty diverse there. They want, can you imagine how much competition there'd be for the 100? They only have 100 $500 gifts, right? I think that's how it works. So good luck to you if you're close to Stockton, California. Get the help of a lifetime. You might want to do what the farmers in China are doing. There are more farmers who are depressed in China than any place else, although we got plenty of them here in America. Maybe this
is economically depressed or like mentally depressed?
Both. So now yoga is being introduced. Yoga training for farmers. The Chinese officials that are working on changing the poverty reality of farmers. Very depressing. I guess the last couple of years has seen more yoga in some of these small villages around China. Average age of the residents, 65. Farmers are part of a rapidly aging population, have a lot of poverty with older Chinese citizens, depression. Remember, they haven't been able to take advantage of the new world order in China as far as the economy is concerned. So in the years since the elderly farmers took up dedicated yoga practice, headstands, standing splits, that kind of stuff, health costs are down among that group. Farm work is easier and more productive, and the quality of life is up. So perhaps those of you, if you're not a farmer, you'll turn to yoga for a better life as you move on the age scale. 21 after the hour. They say that again, Doug. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Interesting and different. Boy George and Culture Club unveiling a new song called Let Somebody Love You. It's a single from their first album in 19 years called Life, out in October. Let's listen to some of this. I like it, but I would have a hard time telling you, listening to it, that it was Boy George. It just doesn't sound like his voice, but I like the song. Let Somebody Love You. Go ahead, Karen.
He sounds a lot like raspier, or I think you can just tell that he sounds older, but I like it too.
Yeah, I quite like it. He was on last week. He was the guest disc jockey on Lip Sync Battle. Is that what it's called, that show?
Uh-huh.
At LL Cool J, it's called Lip Sync Battle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a special week for English contestants, actors, and they had Boy George as the spinner of the records. And he looks the same, got the same crazy hats, mm-hmm. same weird sort of approach,
you know,
to life.
Though? He's done such an amazing job of staying relevant. We've talked about him multiple times in the last few weeks. And who would have thought, you know, when Culture Club was at their biggest, you know, I used to listen to them when I was younger because my grandma had a CD, and so I was
in the
kind
80s.
Of, yeah, and so when I was a kid...
Grandmother had a Culture Club CD?
She did. And,
really?
Yep, and so I used to listen to it. And it was kind of like, not that I was embarrassed of it, but it was kind of a, you know, it was, you know, like it was Culture Club. They were not groundbreaking musicians. And so it's funny now that we're still talking about them and they have a new album coming out. It's kind of cool. Good for them.
Yeah. He had a polyp on his throat, but apparently he's taken care of that. So they're going to resume their reunion plans with this song and some other songs. They have a they're supposed to do a reunion tour, I think, last spring, summer, wasn't it? I think that was when it was scheduled. And then they had to put it on hold. Anyway, so there are a lot of things that are happening. The record comes out on the 26th of October. Culture Club kicked off first leg of this tour at the end of last month, set up to wrap this weekend in Asbury Park, New Jersey. They're launching a second run at the end of the month, starting in Lewiston, New York. So they're going to make up those dates. This is one of my favorite Culture Club songs, Crank It Up, called Karma Chameleon. This is the old boy joy. This is, all the songs always sounded the same to me, and they always sounded good. And so the new thing is a real change. But you're right. He's making himself relevant again.
I love this song so much.
Oh, yeah,
it's so cheesy, but it's so upbeat, and you can just, like, happy sounding.
Well,
I love it.
You have a cut from Church of the Poison Mind there, right?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Play one more cut. You've got time there, I think, in comparing all of the old Culture Club stuff. Don't they all sound the same?
Yeah.
Pretty much. But it's good.
If you've got one good hit and then you make other ones that sound like it, then you're bound to be successful.
Exactly. All right. So we're talking about the relevancy of Boy George and Culture Club. And he is, I'm guessing he's got to be close to 60, if not older than that even. Maybe he's at least 60. And you're right. Making himself, he looks the same, acts the same. Having a good time with those hats. Help yourself, Boy George. Good luck. 28 after the hour.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this was burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors, and strangers alike.
No official first responders here, just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Chicago's South Side is the scene of tragedy as overnight shooting incidents involving many young people have killed four. 41 have been injured from the gunfire. Chicago police were in full force, and hospitals were rushing to help the injured. WBBM reporter Andy Dane.
Chief of Patrol Fred Waller calls the violence unacceptable, says summer weather is not an excuse.
It's not just about being hot. Sometimes it's about the culture, not being accountable for the actions, not having a feeling of any repercussions will happen to you.
Police are calling several of the overnight incidents mass shootings. Waller says more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off of Chicago's streets in 2018, and the department plans to step up those efforts.
We won't be defeated in this.
Andy Dane, Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm pleased to tell you that we have been joined by Warren Eckstein, who has a fabulous radio program that's heard all around the country on hundreds of radio stations every weekend. The important part of Warren being here is that he has been here for nigh on the 30 years. You've been on the air. Let's see.
Hello.
I think you've been on with me since 1990.
1993. That was the year I started at KBC. I was at KBC for 3 years, from 93 to 96. And I think almost immediately, because I'd started doing the original program was the Good Day Show, and that has morphed into the DJV Show. But that started in October of 1988. And so I met you 5 years after I started doing this program, and I think very shortly after that, you came on the program. Is that how you recall it? Or do you just, yeah, maybe he just soon forget that. All right. I want to say hello to a friend listening in Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne, Australia, and Craig Ferguson, who is actually a broadcaster there. He's fiddling around listening to Tune In, and he came across this program. Thank you, Craig. Good to have you listening to us. You'll learn something by listening to Warren. I'm sure of that. I had Disney on my mind for a couple of reasons, Warren. One of them is that they announced their plans to eliminate plastic straws at all of their parks around the world. So that's step number one. That's good. Also, I saw that one of the fellas that has been a big collector of memorabilia at Disney, especially Disneyland, not so much Disney World, but some of the old stuff from the original Disneyland. But do you remember the first time you went? Because you're a Southern California guy. First time you went to Disneyland?
You listen to my accent and call me a Southern California guy.
Well, but you lived in Southern California for ages and ages and ages.
I guess the first time I went to Disneyland was in the early 90s. Yeah, the early 90s. And I spent a lot of time at Disney World when I was doing the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, I was the creature keeper, so I spent a lot of time there. But I kind of prefer Disneyland.
Well, when I saw this thing about the artifacts being sold, like the original Dumbo, this guy selling all of this stuff, I was thinking actually back to what you, because you told me a number of years ago that you had been a trainer, and I wondered what it was like from your perspective. Disneyland, Disney World, this image is etched in our minds. What happens to people and their families, what they do when they go there, they sort of take all of the animals that are there for granted. So what goes on behind the scenes with you as a trainer and with the caretaking of all those animals that are on the Disney properties?
Well, you know, years ago, and again, I'm going to go back to Disney World for a second. Years ago, I was doing a television segment at Disney World on their Animal Kingdom. And I looked around and I was horrified about what I saw, just horrified about the treatment. And it turned out that 6 months later, the person that was in charge of caring for the animals was brought up on animal abuse charges. So that took place. In terms of Disneyland, there's not a whole lot of animals at Disneyland versus Disney World. So I believe now with all the stuff that's out there, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I believe now that the care of the animals at Disneyland, if they're, I didn't remember seeing any animals at Disneyland, like chickens, ducks, whatever. I think they're absolutely fine at this point. I don't think there's any problem with them.
Is that because there's so much focus on them, or is that just the way, I don't know that much about Disney himself and what he thought about the animal kingdom, but I wonder, what's the mindset of the people that run at Disney now? Because,
well,
I guess
he loves animals. And that's one of the reasons he was able to give the animals, give the animals human tendencies, is because he was so involved and so cared for them. You know, who would make a mouse a hero? So he really did love animals. And I believe that the people in charge really want to make sure that any animals at any Disney location are really taken care of. And I believe they are now at this point. I don't believe there's any more problems there. I believe they're well cared for there.
Yeah. I was looking at a very interesting video, and this video, I'm the first to tell you that violence among animals really bothers me. When I see, I remember when Meredith went to Africa last year, she showed me when she came home some of the pictures of the things that she encountered on her safari in Africa. And it just is part of the animal world for animals to eat other animals. But it bothers me still when I see, like here in my nick of the coyotes that eat the calves or some of the chickens or things that are on the farm. That really bothers me. So I was looking at this video of animals that save other animals. And the way that some animals look out for They're kind. You know, you can always see alligators attacking certain types and species. And there's a video of a couple of bison chasing a tiger off of a reservation. You know, that kind of stuff. So what's proper? What's the right approach? What should I be thinking? Because as I said, and you know me, we've known each other for a long time, and I'm very sensitive, and these sorts of things bothers me. Should I be bothered by what is natural in nature? I don't know that you're going to change my mind, but
I'm not going to change your mind because it bothers me too. I mean, who wants to see one animal being killed by another animal? Except that it gets to a specific point in life where you have to say, you know what, that's life. That's the cycle of life. That's the way it goes. In other words, it bothers me more if I see a human jerk hurting an animal or shooting an animal or killing an animal. I just did a whole story on the elephants in Asia. We'll talk about that in the future. But the bottom line is when one animal kills another animal for food, and animals don't kill each other because they don't like each other. It's a survival instinct. So it bothers me. You don't want to see anything hurt or abused. But again, like I stuck up for the coyotes here, Doug. We moved on to their property, and there's no reason we cannot learn to live with them. We don't have to destroy them and take over every piece of land that they have. So, yeah, it bothers me when you see one animal kill another animal, but I can accept the fact that that's the circle of life.
Yeah. Well,
hard as it is.
It is. We were talking earlier about experimentation on animals being put up for adoption that would normally be like pets, cats, dogs, because there are some of these places that still are doing the animal experimentation research, if you will. But then one wonders, I was thinking after we talked about that, what about rats and mice and birds and reptiles and amphibians and even agricultural animals that are used in experiments? What happens to them?
Well, that's the story. These animals, for example, years ago, I remember going down to a research area and having a major argument and a major fight, almost got arrested again. But the bottom line was, it was a food company, and what they did is they had 200 beagles. They want to use the same breed because they want to see the same statistics and the same size animals and whatever. And these dogs were kept in cages. They were fed, of course, properly, and they had vet care, but they had no socialization, no loving, no caring, and then it breaks your heart. So that's why organizations like Beagle Freedom Foundation and other organizations like that try to get these animals out of research, including rats, including guinea pigs, including hamsters, whatever animals they're using. I don't believe nowadays there's a need. I remember I'm so anti-vivisection because years ago perhaps there was a need, but now with the computer technology, the cells that we have, I really don't believe that anything new is being learned by experimenting on animals. It's just abusive and should not be done.
Latest
not going to have a strong opinion on it.
No. Well, wouldn't want you here unless you had a strong opinion. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here with us. We're talking about animal issues, animal rights, that sort of thing. The folks at Publix Markets, which is like the Ralphs of the Southeast, have issued a warning. No longer will they allow dogs in the store in shopping carts. Service animals cannot be used in the store. If you have a dog that's a certain animal, so this would come from abuse, I'm guessing. I can't imagine a dog in a shopping in a shopping cart, but hey.
Here's the problem, because you have so many people out there that don't really have the need for a service dog, don't have a legitimate service dog that will take their dogs into these places, and it creates a problem for those people that really have the need for it. For example, a lot of people don't see, when you see a veteran with a PTSD dog, a service dog, you might not look like there's any physical damage to that person, but yet he still needs that dog with him. So I don't know how they can ban service dogs. If it's a legitimate service dog, a certified service dog, I don't know if legally they can ban the dog. But the problem, again, is you can go online and get a certificate saying, listen, my dog's a therapy dog because I have a wart on my butt, and they'll give you one. So you have to really, the problem is not the service dogs. The problem is the illegitimate people that say they need service dogs.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of that, and I have used the service thing to get Charlotte around because I wouldn't ship her in the bottom of the plane, but she knew how to behave herself. A lot of the dogs and other animals that are the owners of the dogs seem not to care about how to have the dog. It's like having children that don't act well in society. Hello, you're in the public. You need to have your dog behaving to have your children behave. And if you don't have a dog that behaves, then you don't deserve to have the privilege of taking the dog with you on the plane. Simple.
And all the other animals get victimized, like a well-behaved dog, like Charlotte. You get victimized because of these people, which is, you're absolutely right. In other words, if you're going to take your dog out into public, and you know, I've been training for years, and I still say the most important thing that any pet guardian can do, training is important, education is critical, but socialize. If you have a well-socialized dog, you can take him to areas. He can enjoy being around people rather than a dog that's barking or growling or pulling or lunging. The dog's not enjoying it, you're not enjoying it, and it's going to jeopardize other people from having the enjoyment of bringing their pet. So socialize your pet, train your pet, then sit down and have a meal together. That's the way I go for it.
Warren Eckstein, check out his petshow.com. Also, his minerals and vitamin supplements, Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com. Let me help you lose some weight, if I may. I don't mean you, Warren, but in general, the audience is interested in keeping themselves in shape. The benefits of using Calitrin, Calotren, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. The benefits of doing business with this company, been doing the same thing, helping people lose weight quietly for 30 years. They decided to come on this program and promote how it all works because I used it and it worked for me. Other people that I know have used it and it works for them. It is just a fabulous product. And basically, it's you. It's your body. It's collagen. It's an important part of the protein elements in your body. Collagen, the main ingredient of Calitrin. Collagen will, as you get older, use don't have as much. They need a supplement. TopLoss.com is the place to go. Order now, Calitrin, at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for 10% off. That's TopLoss.com for Calitrin to lose the weight.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 83118. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
So you've been surfing the internet, and now your computer isn't working properly. It's slow, unresponsive, or maybe you're getting those annoying pop-up windows. Well, it all means you may have a virus. Well, that's where the Fix Me Stick comes in. It's the size of a USB drive that you plug into your computer to remove harmful files. Marty Alguire is from Fix Me Stick.
The Fix Me Stick is a computer virus removal device. So you plug this thing into your computer, and it removes the viruses that have gotten past the antivirus software. So it looks and feels like a USB flash drive, and you can hold this thing in your hand and plug it into your computer, and then it'll take you through a reboot of your computer, and when your computer comes back on, it starts the system on the Fix Me Stick.
Find out more at fixmestick.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
New York is famous as a city that never sleeps. But be careful what you do after hours. There are 26,000 bars and restaurants in New York City. But if you enjoy live music, singing, or dancing, you could be breaking the law. That's because a Prohibition-era law still forbids three or more people from dancing any place where there is musical entertainment. Any exceptions require an expensive city-issued license that very few businesses actually have. Instead of looking through the lens of liberty, city officials go to court to defend that old cabaret law. In one case, they argued, there is no protected First Amendment right of expression to engage in recreational dancing. We should tell our officials they have no right to regulate us if we want to dance the night away.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour, it is the DJV show. I am the V. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at our controls in our studio in Washington. And that music signals that it is time to get some car talk in. We have Nick Miles, our auto expert, one of our friends of the show, and he gives us all the updates on everything that you need to know about your current car and maybe your future dream car. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Good morning from a plane in Atlanta where I spent the night last night.
Are you stuck in Atlanta airport?
Yeah, no, I'm actually on the plane out of Atlanta. I was here last night because Chevy dropped some really big news. After it has taken a hiatus for a few years, they reintroduced the Blazer to the United States. Now, this was one of the vehicles that really threw America into the large SUV trend. Mm-hmm. It continued for many years. The Blazer was a family hauler for many of us when we were growing up. We saw a bunch of them on the road. As the cars got bigger and gas got more expensive, the Blazer disappeared. But last night, Chevrolet introduced the Blazer back to America, and it looks amazing. Perfect family vehicle, loads of storage space. The cool thing is it has a new storage system in the back where you can change the size of the rear trunk. So I don't know if you've ever gone shopping, Victoria, and found those soda bottles rolling around the back of your car.
Oh, yeah.
They'll pin the soda bottles to the back of the seat so they can no longer roll around. Yeah, finally.
Finally, someone has invented that.
Yeah, right? How long has it taken? Soda bottles have been around for 100 years, and now they can actually store them safely in the back of the car.
Now, I'm a Chevy driver. My husband and I have a Chevy SUV that we really love. My whole family has actually turned into a Chevy family. And the Chevy Blazer, the old-school Chevy Blazer, to me is one of the coolest-looking vehicles that America's ever made. I love
that boxy
kind of cool look to it. Does the exterior still maintain that integrity?
No, it's still a large SUV, but it's not like the old one. In fact, Chevy have found a massively successful formula with their new SUVs, the Traverse, which is kind of a size bigger than the Blazer. So if you're familiar with the Traverse, the new Blazer is kind of just a two-row version of that. That Traverse has increased its sales by 80% this year. So they have found the formula that makes American families very happy.
Now, I have a Chevy Trax, which is the smallest Chevy SUV, and then the next step up is the Equinox, which sounds like that's about the same size as the new Blazer. Are they going to replace the Equinox with the Blazer?
The Blazer sits between the Equinox and the Traverse, so it's sort of a size bigger than the Equinox. So it's like a whole family. You line them up together, everything from the electric Bolt up to the Tahoe, and they all sit one by one by one and get a size bigger each time.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, when will this hit the market? When will these be on the lots?
Okay, that was the good news. The bad news is you're going to have to wait until next year at least until it hits the market. They did introduce it last night in Atlanta. It does look really incredible and is going to have tons of really cool tech, but everything that has to be, you know, really cool, we have to wait for. So you'll be looking at it in 2019 as a 2020 model.
So actually, that might be time, because we've got a 2016. That might be perfect for us. That might be the right time when we'll want to upgrade. So that's good news.
You on the list.
Yes.
I'll tell Chevy that you're interested, and I'll have them call you.
Thank you, Nick Miles. Hey, it pays. It's all about who you know, right? So I also understand you've got some Tesla news. Tesla had kind of a big week this week, right?
Yeah, they did. One of their employees leaked some documents to a journalist that showed that some of the numbers that Tesla have been reporting are actually not true. Now, this has horrible implications for Tesla. If it's found to be these documents are accurate, that then becomes a securities fraud for them, and Tesla could be in serious, serious trouble. The big news is, of course, that Elon Musk couldn't let this lie and was emailing the employee back and forth after he'd already issued summons to sue him. And so now all those documents were printed yesterday by the Washington Post. This could mean a huge nail in the coffin for Tesla. If these papers are genuine, it means trouble for Tesla because they haven't been honest about what they've been telling us about their production.
Now, is Elon Musk, is he culpable in this too? Did he know that they were fudging the numbers, or was he just attacking this one person?
You know exactly how it works. Everybody does. The boss ultimately may have not known anything about it, but because they're the boss, they have a responsibility to know about it. So Elon clearly knew that something was up because his emails between him and the employee yesterday were pretty vicious, and I would tell you, I wouldn't like to be in Elon's shoes today.
Oh, bad news for Tesla. Nick Miles, thank you so much, our auto expert.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.